Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam at the fourth canto, chapter 13, text 13, and I'm asked to go to until text 15, because 13 has a purport, 14 has a very small purport, and 15 also. Is that okay for you? Yeah? It's okay. Yeah? Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please repeat. Kando pramlo chayalabhya. Kando pramlo chayalabhya. Kanya kamana lochana. Kamcha pavidam yagrihur. We will do the word-for-word translation. Please repeat. Kando. Of the sage Kandu. Pramlochaya. By a heavenly society girl. Named Pramlocha. Labda. Obtained. Kanya. Daughter. Kamala Lochana. Lotus-eyed. Tam. Her. Cha. Also, apavidam, given up, yagrihu, accepted, buruha, the trees, nipanandanaha, O sons of King Parishana Barishat. The translation by Srila Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. O sons of King Prince Prashina Barhisat, the heavenly society girl named Pramlocha kept the lotus-eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the compling of the Apsara named Pramlocha with the sage Kandu. Please repeat. O sons of King Prachina Barisat. The heavenly society girl named Pramlocha kept the lotus-eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of the Apsara named Pramlocha with the sage Kandu, purported by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Whenever a great sage undergoes severe austerities for material power, the King of Heaven, Indra, becomes very envious. All the demigods have responsible posts for the management of universal affairs and are very highly qualified with pious activities. Although they are ordinary living entities, they are able to attain responsible posts like Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra and Varuna. As it is not nature of this material world, the King of Heaven, Indra, is very anxious if a great sage undergoes severe austerities. The whole material world is filled with such envy that everyone becomes afraid of his neighbors. Every businessman is afraid of his associates because this material world is the field of activities for all kinds of envious people who have come here to compete with the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus Indra was very much afraid of the severe austerities performed by the great sage Kandu. And he sent Pramlocha to break his vows and austerities. A similar took place in the case of Vishvamitra. From other incidents in the Shastra, it appears that Indra has always been envious. When King Prithu was celebrated various sacrifices undergoing Indra became very envious and he disturbed King Prithu's sacrifice. This has already been discussed in previous chapters. King Indra became successful in breaking the vow of the great sage Kandu, who became attracted by the beauty of the heavenly society girl Pramlodja and begot a female child. This child is described herein as lotus-eyed and very beautiful. Being successful in her mission, Pramlodja returned to the heavenly planets, leaving the newborn child to the care of the trees. Fortunately, the trees accepted the child and agreed to raise her. I think I will read until 15 and then I will elaborate a little bit on it. Yeah? Text 14. Therefore, because they are very much connected with the other one. Therefore, the child who was left to the care of the trees began to cry in hunger. At that time, the king of the forest, namely the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger, which poured forth nectar, with the child's mouth. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Purport, very small. Although the Apsara left her child to the care of the trees could not take care of the child properly. Therefore the trees handed the child over to the king of the moon. Thus Chandra, king of the moon, put her finger within the mouth of the child to satisfy her hunger. Text 15. Since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry the girl, who is so well qualified with beauty and good qualities. According to the order of your father, create progeny through her. The Prashetas not only were great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but were very obedient to the orders of their father. Therefore the Lord asked them to marry the daughter of Pramlodja. Om Akyanati Murandasya Yanyanyana Salakya Saksura Militam Jena Tasma Sri Kura Venamaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Samatra Lokanath Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gaurvani Pachayane Vasesa Sunyavadi Paskacharya Sadhayane Vanchakalpat Rupya Cha Kripa Sindhupya Eva Cha Patita Nam Pavyanimo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sivasadi Kaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Madhu Mangala Prabhu, can you do me a favor? I had packed even after the book from Buddha. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, here in this verse, especially text 13, I will elaborate a little bit on 13 and go until 15. Thank you very much. Because here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining immediately already what is the root cause of coming to this material world, and that's envy. And here we can hear already in the purport, even the demigods are envy on devotees who try to do austerities. And especially here in this purport, Indra. Prabhupada said, he is always Indra. Indra is always envious. And then when I read that, and I was thinking, oh my God, when the demigods who have such an elevated position in the universe and has so big responsibility, when there is still some tinge of envy, what about us? Is there still some hope? Is there still some hope? But fate is keeping us going in this material world, because Krishna will help to purify us. And Srila Prabhupada gave us this wonderful possibility to read his books and actually to find out how envious we are. When I look at my own life and read in the scriptures that envy is the root cause of being in this material world, that has a very ugly face. And envy can have different levels and different forms and different faces. Envy, first of all, comes because we want to enjoy. And that starts already when we are in the spiritual world and we want to enjoy. Actually, we want to have the position of the Lord. But that's impossible. There's only one God. And we cannot be compete with Him. In the material world, many people are trying to compete with God or with Krishna. And yesterday I heard already in one of the classes that I think it was Rasa Mandala, that he was explaining that in this material world there are many people who are very expertly in trying to be God or to show themselves that they have some spiritual or opulences. And he was explaining that they can manifest something and people are very much impressed by them. But we as devotees, when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we start slowly by slowly putting the things in the right place. Because to do extraordinary things and to materialize something in this material world is not such a wonderful thing. Yesterday I had a guided tour and people they always ask questions. And sometimes the same questions over and over and over again. But yesterday also one person was asking, when we talk about reincarnation, is it also possible to become an animal? And I said, yes, of course. That depends on our desire. So for example, a mosquito wants to make a lot of noise. He's just imitating an airplane. Maybe he wants to be a pilot. Now he can be a pilot in his own airplane. And he only needs a little fuel. He takes one drop of your blood, and that's enough to keep him going for a few minutes, hours, more. When he needs more fuel, he comes to you, take a little blood, and goes again. And the people will look with big eyes and think, my God! But it is true. Krishna can fulfill all our desires. And our desires have to do with envy. We want to be different as we are. We are not satisfied with the face we have. We are not satisfied with the size. We are not satisfied with the hair or no hair. Or we are not satisfied with our voice or with so many things. One man yesterday was asking, how you are thinking about homosexuality? And I say, oh my God, here we go again. Many times is this a very important question for people. Especially also nowadays, there is a lot of information on the newspaper about pedophilia in Belgium, in the church, and also in the past. But also not here in Belgium, that is of course everywhere. And I was explaining, we are not thinking anything about homosexuality. Because also in Vedic time, there were people who had this conditioning. But also a person who has this attraction, she is going in syllables. Syllables? Syllables, yeah. Like us. And the sexuality is only for procreation, only in marriage life. And then one man, he was looking at me, and he said, that would be a more simple when people all believe this. You know, and it's true. It will be a cost less suffering in this material world. A few days ago in the newspaper, two schoolgirls from 14 and 15 years old, want to loop stage, and they went to Amsterdam to the red light ladies. And they want to do stage there, to go inside by a prostitute and see what you have to do when a customer is coming. The school, of course, didn't know that they were doing that. But these kind of things are going on in the world, and we all think in the material world that these kind of things are normal. Okay, when the school found out that the girls were doing this, they were greatly punished. And also the person, the man, who took them there, he said, oh, I know a place where you can learn how to become a prostitute. You know? The girls were thinking that it was fun. But this is not fun. This is really serious things. And this kind of things happen in the world. I don't become more happy when I read these things. But on the other side, day by day, we have to deal with people who have all kinds of questions. And to read the newspaper is sometimes also a possibility to at least know what's going on in the world. Maybe not in my world, but at least then I know a little bit from when people asking questions where I can place it in the right perspective. And I'm also a little bit prepared when these kind of questions are coming upon us. Here in the purport, envious. Everything happened in this material world because of envy. I'm just reading now again the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'm in Canto 4 and reading about the life of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was just, you all know the story, but I will repeat a little bit for my own purification. Dhruva Maharaj was just a small boy, 5 years old. He wanted to sit on the lap of his father, and his father was a very big king. But he was not allowed to sit on the lap of his father because he was a child of a wife that was not so favorable for the king. The little boy, who had very much a Kshatriya nature, couldn't accept that. And he was crying, and he went to his mother. And his mother couldn't help him. She said, actually, his stepmother was saying, you are not allowed to sit on the lap of your mother, on the lap of your father, because you are not born from my womb. And Prabhupada in a purport was explaining the envy of this woman, who was thinking that only he could sit on the lap of the king when he was taken birth from her womb. Can you imagine? And even the king was not helping his son because he was so under the control of his wife that he couldn't help Dhruva and say, oh, no, he can sit on my lap. Normally, a father should do that. But he was so much controlled. Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. He was so much under the control by his wife that he couldn't help Dhruva. But actually, when Dhruva went to his mother and was explaining and crying what happened, that he was not allowed to sit on the lap of his father, Sunichi, who was a very humble lady, she said, actually, your stepmother was right. There is nothing what I can do. Because I'm not the favorite queen of the king. And the only thing what you can do is go to the forest and find Krishna or Vishnu and ask him for help. I cannot do anything. I'm just an insignificant woman and not important for the king. He even don't like me. I found it so profound that even his mother was not saying, oh, why she was doing this? I will go to her and I will speak to her. She shouldn't have said that to you. No. She was very humble. And she said, she's right. There is nothing what I can do. And actually, Dhruva went to the forest. And only for 6 months, he was meditating on Krishna. He was doing a lot of austerities. And he was very favorite because Narada Muni came to visit him. And he gave him instructions. First of all, he said, go back to your mother. You are just a small child. Why you are here in the forest with these all ferocious animals? You can play with your friends. He said, no, I want to have a kingdom bigger than my father and even bigger than Brahma. And Brahma was his great-grandfather. And Narada Muni understood. Okay, I have to give him another instruction because this boy is very determined. And Prabhupada also in the purport, he was explaining how important it is for us to take this beautiful instruction, because this determination from Dhruva is very much what we can take on in our spiritual life. Because we also need determination. Many difficulties will come in our path, and sometimes great difficulties, but still we don't give up. And we develop more and more determination. Not for our own sense gratification, but for our purification. Because of the determination, our faith is growing. And when we are practicing seriously the whole recipe of what Srila Prabhupada has given us, on the end we will be benefited by everything we did and we were able to do with the grace of Prabhupada and the grace of Krishna, of course. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita 9:21, when they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. Srila Prabhupada is referring here also to the demigods. They have to come back, even when they are in their heavenly planets and can enjoy much, much greater and bigger than we here, still they have to come back to this material world and take birth, and hopefully in the family of a devotee, that they can again start to practice their Krishna consciousness. And that will greatly benefit by them. Thus here, for Indra, there is hope. There is hope for Brahma, who was envious on Hiranyakashipu. Also, Hiranyakashipu was doing great austerities. He almost disappeared. There was almost nothing left from Hiranyakashipu because he was so determined to get what he wanted. And because our desire is not to please Krishna with our desire, but the desire we have most of the time are our own desires. Because we want something, and Hiranyakashipu really wants to become immortal. And he went to Brahma and he was asking the benediction. And Brahma was giving him all kinds of benediction. But even Brahma is not immortal. Thus he couldn't give him immortality. But Hiranyakashipu was thinking, I'm very smart. I just ask a lot of things and then I have it anyways. He was also very determined. And also that we can learn from Hiranyakashipu. His determination to get what he wants. But it was not in cooperation when what Krishna wants from him. It was because of his own sense gratification that he all had all these desires. And Brahma had explained to him, I am not immortal, I cannot give it to you. But okay, I can give you all these kind of benedictions. And on the end, Krishna came, Lord Nrsingadev, and he killed Hiranyakashipu. And he was not only killing Hiranyakashipu, but he was killing also all his desires. And it was actually a great blessing for him. Because he was killed by the Lord himself, this he became purified. But for us, we can take a lesson from this determination and to never give up, no matter what. We just continue practicing our Krishna consciousness. And even when sometimes is envy there in our heart, we can easily see it when it is there, because it is very ugly. And we don't even need glasses to look in the heart how ugly the envy is. My eyesight is going a little bit more behind. I need a +3 to read. And when you become older, it's okay. But I'm always hoping, okay, my eyesight, that's okay. But don't let me become deaf. That will be the worst for me. Because Krishna is explaining in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada is saying it so many times, and devotee is seeing through her eyes, ears, not through their eyes. I can see the deities from here, because from far I can see very well, but from close by I'm not seeing so good. And that has a purpose also. I have to learn to see a little bit more the bigger picture. That's more easy for me. I see all these small things, all the small mistakes that others make. I can better see my own big mistake is more close by. Yeah? And they are there. And these mistakes and these faults in my heart, they are easily to see, because I don't need my eyes to see that. I only need my heart and my feelings and my honesty to look inside and see what ugly things are there. Yeah. This morning we were reading in the Japa book from Bodhijan, and I hope not so many devotees were there this morning, but I hope that you don't mind that I read it again, because I like it so much. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati continues, there is an adage to the effect that para charakera gati nahi kona kale. A man who is habituated to criticize others, conduct will never prosper. Let others do whatever they like. I have no concern with them. I should rather find fault with my own damned mind. Wow. Behind the mind is the first technique. Beating the mind is the first technique. But it doesn't work for everyone, because sometimes if we are too aggressive in the attack, the mind goes into a spasm. Oh no. And ignores our orders. For those who have this experience, Raghunath Das Goswami has offered a second way to control the mind, pleading with the mind to become a friend. He writes in Manaha Siksha, the first verse, please listen with your ears. It's so nice. O mind, I grasp your feet and beg you with sweet words. Please throw away all your pride and develop intense extraordinary love for my spiritual master. for Vrajbhumi, for the people of Vraj, for the Vaishnavas, for the Brahmanas, for the Gayatri Mantra, for the holy name, and for the transcendental shelter that is your youthful couple of Vraj. Bodhidanki Jai. Hare Krishna, is there any comments or question? Please do so. Yes. According to my understanding, when we see envious in others, that means to me that there is some recognition. Why I recognize it? There must be something here also. Otherwise, I shouldn't even notice it. You know? And to help someone who has some envy there, that's not so easy. Because to touch it, you cannot go to a person and say, "Hey, Prabhu, you are just envious." They will not be pleased with you. But when we recognize it in ourselves, then that person gives a message. And that maybe we can turn and discuss with that person. But it must be very careful. And when you are not confident, better do it not. And let others deal with the situation. But it has to do something here. Because when we are not recognized, we are not even notice it. But when we notice it, hey, hey. Oof. And then it shows the ugly face. It's not easy. Jadurani Majiti? That's true, but still, in the material world, we are suffering so much, and now we are fighting, because we want to enjoy. Kali Yuga is so strong, and in the heavenly planets, they are much more beautiful. It's true what you are saying, but it doesn't mean that it is not difficult for us here, and for the demigods also, when they come here, and immediately falling in this dirty place. Good luck, eh? Good luck. Yeah. Prabhu. That's already a lot, hey? Chanting and praying that Krishna will help us to take away this envy. And Krishna is really willing to do so. Because he knows that envy is the root cause of being in this material world. And he wants us to come back to the spiritual world. This he is extremely willing to help us with that. But for us it is important that we are willing to give it up. Yeah. And it will continue coming up. But we continue cleaning. We continue cleaning and we continue praying. And another popped up. And we think, oh, Avatanga had conquered already envy. No, another one will come up. But we keep on praying and chanting and following the process. The process is purifying. Prabhupada said, this on the end, it will be okay. Then we can let go. Because there's nothing to enjoy anymore when you are lying on your deathbed. Then you can let go. And maybe take that long, but it doesn't matter. We are in the process, and we continue, and we are very determined. And that's very good. Please continue. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.